Hello. Yet another boo by me. Well, I'm sitting down in Tesco's Cafe, and I don't normally buy anything from Tesco's Cafe, even though it's a nice place to sit down in. I don't normally buy anything because the staff are rude and ignorant and nasty, and I can't stand them. But they can't stop me if I'm coming in here and sitting down. Anyway, I was reading the story about Jo Cox. And it's a really sad story. She's an MP in the UK that was shot three times, twice in the head, once in the head and twice in the body. Somewhere in Leeds, up north. The north of the country. And I know, with her being a Labour MP, well, does it matter whether it's a Labour or Conservative? But I know that she was one of those people who were standing up for us to remain in the European Union and not to leave the European Union, saying that immigration isn't an excuse to leave the European Union. And I agree with that. But if and I know what it's like. I spent some years in the Socialist Workers Party. That if your opinion differs from somebody else's opinion, then they seem to believe that they have the right to insult you, to humiliate you, to stop you from coming, all sorts of stupid things, you know. And somebody wanted to ban me from the Socialist Workers Party. And I don't know why, and I can't even remember the reason. Anyway, because somebody has an opinion that differs from your opinion, it doesn't mean you have to take revenge upon them and kill them. But some bloke up there in Leeds, who apparently according to the news article I was reading, had only just been released from psychiatric care, has somehow managed to get himself a gun, which in the UK, that is very unusual and very difficult as well to get a gun. It's very, very difficult. Somebody managed to do it, and as she was going to the library for her usual surgeries, shot her. The police arrested him more or less straight away, so the police were on the scene in no time at all. But it's unusual for somebody to be shot in this country. Very, very unusual. The people up there in the part of Leeds they see within their constituency, find it difficult to believe or accept that something like this can happen. You don't only find guns in the criminal fraternity, and even then you don't really hear about it until one gang has killed another gang. But it's just absolutely bizarre that somebody was killed for their opinion, somebody was killed for their views. And like I said, I know what that was like spending all them years in the Socialist Workers Party, where your views have got to be the same as theirs. If it isn't the same, then expect some kind of retribution or something stupid. Or something stupid. But that's what I make of it, or debut. But the staff in Tesco's are looking at me saying, it comes in here and it doesn't buy anything. Well, I would buy something if they weren't so fucking rude. You know, that's so bloody horrible. I would buy something. You know. Anyway, gonna make my way home in a bit. Catch the bus and go home. But I just thought I'd just talk about Jo Cox. One of UK's talented MPs who actually cared about people. Because I've, over the years, you know, been quite political, and I've sent loads of letters to MPs and emails to MPs, and I've never had a reply. Never had a reply. I tried to arrange meetings with them, and they don't turn up. They even go to their surgeries, and I've turned up at a surgery when they're on a week's holiday or something. And I think that just happens. I think that's just a coincidence. Is that something that's been done on purpose? But the fact of the matter remains that MPs as such do not reply to their constituencies. And even government ministers, I've sent letters to government ministers and then they don't bother either. I'm sure she was one that possibly replied to anyone that sent her a letter. She probably replied to them. But I think once you've been an MP for a while and you get used to all that £60,000 wages and even more in terms of perks and expenses, the constituency or the voters, you just lose touch with them, and then you live in a bubble. And when a member of the public does get in touch with you, it's like, well, I'm very important and I've got a meeting in the Mediterranean on a very expensive yacht with a businessman. You know, you're like, oh, bloody hell. Oh, well, must go now. And keep the fires burning, as they say.